Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. How are you guys? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, please send them my way, info@gitanastyling.com. I'll leave a link below for you, okay? You know you can always hang out with me inside our free Facebook group Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there we host events, I answer questions, I share resources so you're able to build a successful fashion business. You can also check out our Etsy store where we sell planners and printables for your fashion business. And also if you want to dive deeper, check out our Fashion Business Online Incubator Program where you get coached by me online. Okay, so welcome to this episode. Today we are going to talk about a business plan, okay? Having a successful, useful, helpful business plan. And I want to share with you three key elements, okay, to have a successful one. So one thing I want to say is that I believe that any business plan out there, whether you're in the fashion industry or any other industry, should be clear and concise. Okay, we want a plan that we, you know, we look at it and we're clear, we have clarity, we really understand what it's said in there, what we should do, the action that we should take, right? And that is concise, okay? Meaning that it's short, to the point, again, giving us clarity, because I see out there a lot of lengthy business plans that actually cost a lot of money because maybe you pay for someone to do it for you, someone who has experience, or you did it with someone and you spend a lot of time, a lot of energy doing research and putting it together. And then at the end of this process, you have this huge business plan that, yeah, you feel great when you finish it, but then you shove it, I don't know, in a drawer, or you know, set it aside and you never open again. And what's the point of that, right? So I believe that you can have a simple version of that, right? A simple version that is clear and concise, that could have as many pages as you want. And it's just kind of like a guide, a booklet that you can use every day in your business to move you forward, right? So one key element for me definitely is that it's clear and concise, okay? That you understand, that you have clarity about the steps, that you really get to use it day in and day out to have that successful business, okay? The second thing, the second key element, okay, for me is that it aligns with you and with your goals. And when I say align with you and your goals, I mean with your strengths, with your weaknesses, with your personality, with the goals that you have in life, your lifestyle goals. Because if you are creating a business from scratch, it should reflect the life that you want to have, right? You're not gonna put yourself in a prison. You're gonna put yourself in a situation where, you know, you're not doing the things that you really like to do. Part of the, you know, the benefit of being your own boss and creating your own schedule and creating your own company is building it around the things that are important to you and your customers, and, you know, creating an atmosphere that is great and that is fulfilling, right? That you really love what you're doing, that you're jumping out of bed, you know, every day to work on your business, right? So, you know, it's really important, or I think it's really important, that whatever you're putting in that business plan, it really, really aligns with you, your personality, again, your weaknesses, because we're not perfect. And we have to know what are our weaknesses and work on our strengths and learn what we can improve, right? All of that is important, because I believe that, you know, I see that there's a lot of people out there telling you, oh, you should have this kind of business plan, this is how you should do it, or this is the perfect strategy. And maybe those strategies or those plans don't really align with you. They don't resonate. They don't work with your personality. They don't go with your abilities, right? Maybe you're very good at doing something, but really bad at doing something else. And the whole plan is based on something that really is really not, you know, for you. So I think that good. A second element is really being aligned, whatever it's in that plan, whatever strategy, whatever plan, whatever your setup, right, that you are really, really, really aligned with it, you personally, but also the business, the goals, everything that you're gonna do in there, okay? And then my third and final key element is that it's doable and realistic, okay? So a lot of plans, right, they're very intricate and they have all these amazing strategies and all this research that backs it up, but is it really doable in this stage that you're in life, in the moment that you're going through, in the time frame that you have available, with the team that you have available, or perhaps you're doing it on your own? Because there's a lot of plans and a lot of strategies that could be very successful, but maybe you don't have enough people to work on that. Maybe you're in a different stage, maybe you're just starting out, or maybe you're going through a transition and you have certain financial constraints. I don't know, right? So another thing is that really whatever you are writing in that business plan or whatever you have in there, it's really something that is realistic that you can put into practice. Because what's the point of having a strategy that you cannot put into practice? It's just gonna, you know, you're setting up yourself for failure, you're making yourself feel bad, and there's something else that you could do. There's something productive that you can do and make it happen, because there's not only one way to make it happen, there's tons of ways to make it happen. And the way that it's gonna happen for you is definitely one that's gonna work for you, okay? You're not gonna impose something that eventually you're not gonna continue doing, that eventually you feel frustrated, that eventually you wanna give up. Right, you have to set up yourself for success. So let me just wrap it up by summarizing again. There's millions of things that we can do to have a successful business plan, but I believe that if we have these three key elements, we're gonna really, really have a successful plan. So first, remember that it's clear and concise, okay? Short to the point, a lot of clarity. Then that it aligns with yourself and your goals, right? What you have in mind, what you really want to accomplish, right? And then that it's doable and realistic, that is something that you can go ahead and put into practice. Now, you might have heard me say this, but our most popular workbook planner on our Etsy shop is actually the 20-minute business plan template, which is, you know, 10 pages of just putting together your business plan. So if you want to go ahead and check that out, I will leave a link below for you. It's a great way to get started with this. And also in our business program, in the Fashion Business Online Incubator, of course, we dive deeper on how to put this together, okay? But I hope these tips really help you. If you have any questions at all, please just let me know. I'm here to answer your questions, and maybe you need feedback, maybe you just, you know, want to run something by me, so just let me know, okay? Thank you so much, guys, for watching and joining me today, and I will see you guys in our next episode, okay? Bye, guys.